Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A potential rail strike could create some very dire economic consequences, massive job losses. And today, U.S. House is set to vote on blocking a rail strike. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with The Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. President Biden took a stance on this that angered some of his supporters.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, Democrats are usually aligned with unions and want them to have the right to collectively bargain. But this would be a disaster to Biden's economy. It would cripple many parts of the U.S. economy during a time of inflation. And I think Biden decided to double down on that. It looks like the Democrats generally agree. So they're not voting to block a strike as much as they're voting to impose a contract that was tentatively agreed to on rail workers. They're going to separately also vote on giving rail workers 7 days of sick leave, sick pay. And that kind of paid family sick leave is going to become an issue across the country majorly, including here in Minnesota. It's anticipated that the legislature will try to pass a similar law for business in Minnesota. And one of the issues that I read about last night on this was that, you know, overall, some of the unions involved in this have sick leave, some of them don't. And so even though they're going to vote to impose the contract, it's expected that Congress will also vote to give all the unions the sick leave that that a few of the unions have, kind of equalizing the contract and hopefully finding resolution to this.
Okay, we'll see what happens and what happens in Congress today. Minnesota is likely to learn this week whether we will be one of those early presidential primary sites for the Democrats. And there was a letter written as well. Can you give us the backstory on this one? They're really, really pushing for this.
Yeah, this is a major push for Minnesota Democrats, DFL, is that we would be the first in the country primary in 2024. So right around the corner. That would obviously add to our political excitement here in the state. The governor, Speaker Cortman, Majority Leader nominee Dietzick all put a letter in saying that they are committed to changing state law, to making sure that we have the funding to do this. Our big competition is Michigan, and Michigan already passed the law to move the primary in Michigan. So we can't do that because we're not in session right now. Yesterday, Steve Simon said it would cost the state about $30 million to administer a presidential primary here. And so there are some consequences. The things in our favor are that Ken Martin, the DFL chair, is the chair of state party chairs. We have a strong congressional delegation. It's diverse. Our two senators have a lot of influence. Keith Ellison's a former candidate for DNC chair. So there's a lot going for us. But it feels like one of those places where we might be a bridesmaid again, considering Michigan is a much bigger electoral state. It's much more diverse, and obviously candidates would be able to spend more time there in different parts of Michigan that represent demographics of the country maybe a little differently than Minnesota.
How does voter turnout compare in Michigan compared to us?
They don't have as high of voter turnout. And Democrats, you know, one of the critical issues of Hillary Clinton losing to Donald Trump in 2016 was the state of Michigan. And so I think that also goes into consideration during a presidential year, is making sure Democrats are energized is something Democrats are going to want in that key state. That was a state that Clinton lost, but Biden won, and it will be critical in the presidential race.
And real quickly, what else should we look for today? What's on the horizon?
You know, there's a lot in Morning Take about caution that legislative leaders and the governor are throwing about spending. Even though we have a $10 to $12 billion surplus that we'll learn more about next week, they're saying that's one-time money. We see the economic indicators on the horizon with the recession And we need to not add a lot of ongoing spending to the state budget. And that's the first time they've signaled that.
Okay, good deal. Have a good day. Thanks, boys.
You too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!